A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 36 to 40. The parents of Jesus came to Jerusalem to present the child Jesus. In the temple there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a a First Nations woman up here in Canada whose name is Hazel. She is the first Indigenous woman of the North. The First Nations here are in what they call a period of decolonization. So it's when they're turning things around and reclaiming their own identity and their culture. So she was the first woman to begin bringing back traditional Indigenous ceremonies from practicing elders and to introduce them into the Catholic liturgy up here in the missionary dioceses. Only a century ago, these customs were prohibited by the church. Hazel stood alone, and so she was given the name Blue Heron, because the blue heron stands very tall and alone in the water. Just a note, in 2016, the movement she began was ratified by the Canadian bishops here in the West. In our gospel today, there are two women, one very young, probably about 14 or 15, Mary, who, with Joseph, her husband, brings her baby boy to the temple. When Mary heard that message from the angel and said yes, she stepped flat out of her culture. She became a blue heron. She was a brave little woman. We are glad that today she has Joseph at her side, but in the path that was opening up before her, there would be some dark days when she would stand alone and tall. And Anna, probably married at 14, widowed at 21, and then living day and night in the temple. How did she manage that, I wonder, in that patriarchal culture? How come they even let her in? Just in November, we had the Feast of St. Margaret of Hungary, another young woman who was given in marriage at age 14. She was given, that is, she was her father's property, and she was traded to the King of Hungary for what? We don't know. Maybe a couple of castles. In other cultures, the price of a young girl might be 15 cows, or maybe only 7 cows. This was the case with women through the centuries until very recently. And yet, St. Elizabeth of Hungary made it her business to clothe and feed the poor. When, after her husband died, she built hospitals. She built orphanages. Continued to care for the poor and died at age 24. And then, if you remember, in the Gospel, we heard about St. Mary Magdalene and the women. This is Luke's Gospel. They weren't legally persons, and yet they were those who followed Jesus and cared for him and his disciples out of their means. Very interesting. I think that what happened with Anna in today's gospel, and very many more like her, was that they experienced God, the mystery of God, in a profound and personal way, and so their lives could never be the same. Perhaps you might say they have a gene for the transcendent. They became blue herons. So Anna had to be in the temple. And there she was that day when Mary and Joseph brought the child in. She had been serving God night and day with fasting and prayer. I'm here to tell you that you cannot do that unless God dwells in your heart by day and by night. No one prays and fasts in the void. God was with her. And moreover, she was waiting for something. And so she too, like Simeon, was prompted by the Spirit. And she came by just at that moment when Mary and Joseph walked in with the baby. And she recognized him. Anna recognized what she had been obscurely waiting for during all those years. Talk about a eureka moment. How long did it take her to translate all those years of waiting into the mystery that was now standing before her? It must have been an enormous shock. Actually, and then what does she do? She took off and began to praise God and tell the world. Like that majestic bird, we see them here in our pond. They stand almost 3 feet tall. And when they take off, it's a sight to behold. They flap their enormous wings and they lift their huge body out of the water. And so Anna took off like, "Hey, folks, guess what? Guess what I've just seen." What do we take from this story? I think it's this, that there is a mystery that underlies all life, the mystery of the God who is love and who is inseparably part of our world. The God who wants to be found by us. The God who waits for us to open our eyes and see. And you know what? When we see it, I think we shouldn't worry about, "Hey, go ahead and make some noise about it."